Hey, Jim.
Hi, Suzanne Elizabeth Hennessy Grafen. At least that's what Siri calls you every time I call you.
Now everyone knows.
Oh,
How are
yes, we're
you?
on a full name basis.
How are
Frankly,
you?
I'm exhausted.
You're
I'm
exhausted.
wiped.
You know, I have been thinking about something lately, and Emily Saliers' nugget of wisdom. Maybe it will resonate with you since you are feeling wiped, but I have been thinking about particularly in like current podcast context, but also I think about this daily. You have to laugh at yourself because you'd cry your eyes out if you didn't.
Often as I feel tears forming in my eyes, I do draw on that.
Right? Thank you, Emily Saliers, for
Yes.
gifting that to the world. Because, yes, how often do you find yourself like grasping onto that? Okay,
As I'm about to
it's
throw
gonna
my
be
phone at the
okay.
wall, I think. Should we explain?
So there's a reason you're hearing us just kind of babble back and forth to each other rather than the episode that is ready but is not yet released.
But is inaccessible and unavailable within our grasp, but ungraspable.
I think this falls under the heading of technology is a wonderful thing until the moment when it's not.
We were just podcast listeners. I mean, I've been listening to podcasts since they were a thing that you couldn't even get on iTunes, that you had to go seek out and figure out a way to get them onto your
Back in the
iPod.
dark ages,
Yes.
well, you're old.
I am old, I know, which is why I'm always so tired. When we decided we wanted to do a podcast, we were kind of like, so how do you do it? How do you make this happen? We still didn't really know. We just decided, well,
We
let's just
still don't, but you know, it's not stopping us.
let's just do it. When we sat down with Chris, we did our first episode and just we didn't record the first one we did. Which we should have done because it was actually pretty good. We were surprised. We surprised ourselves. But we didn't really even know what we were doing. Then, when we did record the first one, we had this kind of lump of clay in our hands and said, okay, Giblet, just go edit this. I didn't really know how to do it. So I
Make it good, Giblet.
sat down with editing software and decided to teach myself how to edit. How long did that first one take me? Something like 40 hours or something like that.
My
It
God.
was a long time. It
A
is
second
definitely
job, virtually a second full-time job.
right. It's like an internship. This is definitely a labor of love. These episodes have been anywhere between like 5 hours and the longest one was like a 60-hour edit. So this most recent episode was fully edited. I was sitting and listening through just before I was about to post it. I think my elbow bumped the external hard drive, which hit the floor. I didn't think too much of it, but because the edited episode was housed only on the external, it stopped playing. I plugged it back in, rebooted the computer. About 20 minutes later, I was trying to figure out what was going on because I couldn't get it to reload. And then I realized, oh, the external drive isn't working. So then this is where Google and YouTube come into play. How do you fix an external hard drive? So that's what I've been spending the last couple of days trying to do is get access to the already edited episode. So now we're debating, do I just re-edit the episode and start again? Or do I continue trying to fix this external hard drive? We have one last trick up our sleeves to try to get access to this episode. And if this doesn't work, we're just going to start again.
Right, but trying all the tricks up all the sleeves, because in case anyone had kind of zoned out, the editing process itself is labor intensive and
It
it
is.
takes anywhere from like 15 to 50 hours.
Right.
So this is no small thing to have to
No.
start over all over again.
I will either be posting this episode that is ready to go once we can get to it, or I will be editing back-to-back episodes for you listeners. You know how to reach us, Perfect World Pod on all socials, perfectworldpod@gmail.com. 404-500-8686. 404-500-8686. We love your contributions. So call and tell us your stories. And we've got a Valentine's episode. So what stories do you have that relate to Indigo Girls and Valentine's Day and your Valentine Indigo Girls songs?
Folks, you know, you can call in and maybe like go super old school and dedicate a song to your sweetheart or just give a shout out to your beloved, whether it's a romantic partner or the friend love of your life. Call us, send us an audio recording for this Valentine's Day episode.
Yeah.
It'd be great to hear from you.
Like if you're like me and sad and lonely, I will be dedicating something to Kensington, the great love of my life.
Cool. Don't be lonely.
I'm just pulling at your heartstrings. Thank you for your support, everyone. We appreciate it. We thank you for listening.
Truly. We'll be coming back at you as soon as is humanly possible with the episode.
All skate.
Now reverse.